As the latest census shows, the racial and ethnic makeup of the country is changing. In many cities, an increase of minorities has led to an effort to elect more minority politicians. Political caucuses are another way minority groups become empowered. In Chicago, there's a debate over who can join one of the city's caucuses. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Sarabia reports.
Alderman Thomas Murphy has been representing a majority black ward for a decade. Now, the 47-year-old Irish-American wants to be admitted into the council's black caucus.
Any issue that's going to come up that will affect the black community, since I represent a ward that is overwhelmingly black, that I'd like to be included in those meetings.
But some wonder whether Murphy should be allowed into the black caucus. John Friendrice, a professor of political science at Loyola University, questions Murphy's argument that he be made a member because of the racial makeup of his ward.
I think that he really needs to go beyond that and point out that on issues that are of fundamental importance historically to the black caucus, he has stood with them on those issues.
While Friendrice says it makes sense for Murphy to seek admission into the black caucus, he also understands why some black aldermen aren't quick to embrace Murphy's idea. Friendrice says the issue is part of a wider debate being played out in large cities across the country. Should women be represented only by women? Should Latinos be represented only by Latinos? Or should representation be based on policy, that is, voting for someone who will vote in alignment with your interests, regardless of race or gender? Then there are some politicians who suspect Murphy's desire isn't entirely altruistic. It's redistricting time in Chicago. That means the city will be drawing new ward boundaries based on the 2000 census. Delmarie Cobb is a spokeswoman for the Black Caucus.
Where has Alderman Murphy been all along in terms of asking to be a part of this? He hasn't, you know, until this issue came up with the remap, he hadn't made any noise about being a part of the Black Caucus.
Murphy came out on the short end in the last redistricting. He was edged out of his ward in 1998 and became part of a neighboring ward. But Murphy's political career survived. Despite the change, he ran for re-election in his old ward, beating seven other candidates, all of them black. Alderman Walter Burnett represents a mixed ward on the city's near north side. He says Murphy should seek only a limited role in the black caucus, something he'd support.
You know, I would not try and push myself on any of the other nationalities in my ward with their different groups, just out of respect. You know, I would accept an honorary if they would allow me to do that, but certain things they may not want me to know about, and certain things I don't need to know about.
In Congress, the U.S. Congressional Black Caucus has had white members in the past, but only as associate members who couldn't vote on caucus issues. None of the 20 black Chicago aldermen has said Murphy should not be admitted because he is white. Instead, the argument goes, because he isn't black, he wouldn't be as sensitive to issues concerning African Americans. Murphy insists that's just not so.
I think on the issues important to the black community, I have voted to support those issues. Whether I have been outspoken, as some of the members of black aldermen have been, I think that maybe my style of public service is a little bit different.
A vote on whether to allow Murphy into the Chicago City Council Black Caucus could be taken as soon as tomorrow. And while the caucus tries to steer the issue away from race, racial politics clearly plays a role. And following a bruising presidential election that exposed some deep national racial divides, a number of Chicago aldermen are grappling with what may be a novel solution to an old problem. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia in Chicago.